His Sky Sterling.
Me and
Sky go back a long time, eh? We've known each other quite a long time, Sky Sterling. You're awesome, sis. It's good to catch up with you again. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm awesome. Just grateful, you know, to you and Wātea whānau there that have been holding it down forever and sharing community news, things that are happening in our community. So yeah, just feeling great, on top of the world.
Good on you, Sky. It's really cool. It's nice to catch up with you again. We're talking about obviously our friendships from yesteryear and crisscrossing paths in life. How old are your kids now, Sky?
Oh my gosh, the twins are 14 now. Little business owners for 2 years now. So it's cool, you know. It's exciting. Lots to learn as a parent, as you would know.
Yeah. Sure, mine's just hit 40. So there you go. Thanks, Sky. Look, we're talking about marketing, Māori. This is at Putney Way, which is one of the main streets out there in Manukau, and it's happening tomorrow. So maybe you could just background us about the market and, you know, what's going on, what we look forward to, who's helping to put it all together. The stage is yours, Sky Sterling.
Oh, thank you so much. So Marketing Māori, it sort of fell off the back of Te Akatia in 2020, the Principals Association, where we had a lot of storeholders there, hadn't met each other for the first time, and I was like, we don't have a Māori market. We don't have an ongoing Māori market here in Auckland. And I was like, right, I'm going to talk to all these people. Lots of them are shy, so I thought I'd be the voice, because obviously girls, too confident sometimes and a bit outspoken. So I thought, right, I'm going to try and open up some doors for us. And yeah, that's how our Marketeer Māori was created. So it's been going 2 years now, and tomorrow we'll be at next to the bus station in Manukau City. You'll see all the gazebos. You won't be able to miss us because it takes up that whole bit of land there, that whole bit of council land. And without the support of Eke Panuku, Rep FM and Mangere, the brothers there, and the Roots, we wouldn't be able to, you know, share our taonga and space without being a cost to us small businesses. And for a lot of us, this mahi is our full-time job. So we're really grateful to the team for the support. So what my other part of the pathway was, what can people expect tomorrow? Oh, whānau, there are going to be all sorts. We have got Māori clothing labels that have been going for a few years now, korowai for adults and kids, a whole lot of digital art and frames, taonga, heru, a lot of handmade stuff. We've got upcycled stuff, Māori educational resources, like the biggest range of earrings that any Māori wahine could ever want. Harakeke, bags, kite, upcycled clothing, kaistals, hangi, donuts, ice creams, and we've got heaps of theme scooters that the kids and adults, if you like, would like access to for the whole day. Free activities for the kids. We'll have a live DJ there, and places and spaces for whānau to sit and eat their kai and chill and just, take their time and come and hang out with us. It's going to be an awesome day tomorrow.
Yeah, good stuff. It's nice to get a place where, you know, Māori-focused products are gathered together. And, of course, with Christmas coming up and something special for, your auntie or your sweetheart or for the kids, it all makes sense. What are you concentrating on? Or are you just coordinating it all? You mentioned that the twins have got their products in. So, what's your little whānau putting together at Marketing Māori, our pōpō, Sky?
Awesome. So I'm helping coordinate with the Rep FM boys and making sure that all our storeholders are settled and they're happy with their space and making sure that everybody's got what they need, you know, the chairs are there, all of that kind of stuff. And the girls and my mum, it's like a whānau business, eh? Like, my mum is the biggest supporter of my twins and their business. She's like, she talks to people when nobody's even talking to her, you know, with the clothing. She tells them what the specials are and that for KRS Apparel. So it's really a whānau thing, eh? We literally travel us four to all the different events, which I think is special, eh? It's not often kids get to take their grandparents with them to, you know, their school for their business. And we will be posting, so I've posted quite a lot of the businesses that will be there, like little teasers on KRS Apparel on our Instagram or Facebook. And I'll be posting up more today so people can sort of get, you know, that little taste test of what's to come for tomorrow.
Sounds good. KRS Apparel's the Chur Kids, and so we'll be looking forward to seeing you sporting Chur gears around the town. Matariki Hoods, there's some nice things. Check it out, KRS Apparel. That's Sky and her whānau label. They'll be part of Market Te Māori Apopo at Monaco. From when to when? What time are you opening? What time are you running till?
Sure. So we open at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow. So it's only 4 hours there, te whānau. It's short, sharp and sweet, about just enough time for people to come chill and hang with our amazing storeholders.
Tēnā koe, Sky. Good catching up with you again. Hope it goes well tomorrow. Much love to the twins and Mama and you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kia ora, Sky. Kia ora te waitu. All right. Tuhine, auri auri kā koe. Great to have her with us, 9:41. We might do our extended bulletin here and we'll finish up with Bevan Martini, yeah? Sounds good to...